Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hannistein squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune it, chill out, and feel good inside. Like girl.
Hey, girls. Welcome back to It Girls Podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay. What's up?
Welcome back. Happy May. May the 4th be with you. Evan said that to me today. He's like, are you excited for all that? May the 4th be with you.
Oh my gosh.
Has to be one of the nerdiest things online. Yeah, I love it. I'm here for it.
I love it. I love it. I've never seen Star Wars, but I like that.
I like it and I get it and I find it funny.
But I will be sharing some memes about them. About those Star Wars fuckers.
Gals, happy new month. You know what time it is. If you're looking for extra It Girls content, obviously we put out one episode a week, which is always really lit on It Girls, but we have so much more content over on our Patreon. It's where we host X Gals, our extra podcast. It happens once a week. We also have live streams. But Lindsay, why don't you run through some of our episodes from last month?
So we kicked off last month with Suzanne Jackson, which was lit to have her on. And we picked her business brain and maybe made a new friend, especially after starting on Alki Momo territory.
Oh, and yeah. Then
we have a burner phone over on X-Gals so we can get like our listeners to send in voice messages and stories. We did a burner episode on the Debs, which was iconic.
So
we
funny.
Spoke about our Debs, like trying to find dates, our pictures, all that kind of shit. It was so funny. And then we also talked about Sam and Ronnie, crazy toxic relationship.
From Jersey Shore.
And how that was even allowed on air and he's still on fucking TV is so outrageous.
And he recently just got arrested for domestic violence. That week, I think we published that episode.
It's ongoing. So then we also did Can We Take the Gay Out of Our Gay Best Friend, where we had a listener on our Discord, which is our kind of chat room area where everyone, only ex-gals, can speak and get to know each other. And discuss the episodes or discuss topical things, whatever they like. There's all different subgroups. So one guy wrote in and said that he feels used as a gay guy by women who befriend him, become his best friend, and then fuck off when they get a girlfriend. And then we also did one on celeb encounters.
Yes.
Our celeb encounters. That one was hilarious.
Like Irish celebrity encounters specifically were just so fucking funny. And like, I mean, I ran down when I met, like, I use the term meet loosely. When I hung out with Courtney fucking Love and Pete Duggety. And if you went to Trinity.
Glenn Hansard, Irish man.
Glenn Hansard, yes.
And then also I spoke about meeting your one from the fucking XX
and spying on
Alexa Chung and Alex Turner. In their heyday. So it was gas. And we also asked our listeners some of those on Instagram. So it was a really full, fun, interactive month over on X-Gals. So come and join for extra content.
Yeah, we also did obviously our new live stream show, which we launched last month. So we have upped the production on our live stream show. We can share our screen. We are filming not on our phones. We're filming it on like a real life camera, girls. We've got lights. We've got crew. It's so
we've
much
got
fun.
Action.
It's great fun. It's really, really good fun. And it's basically like if you watch H3 or Frenemies or any of those kind of American podcasts that are going on YouTube at the moment. I really enjoy them because you can have them on your TV. There's a visual element, but you don't need to be watching at all times. It's very like loose, casual content. And we always think that there could be like something visual to our podcast apart from our pretty faces. So just to show you guys what we're actually looking at, if we're talking about pictures, if we're doing It Gal, Shit Gal, if we're looking at videos, all the rest. So that is also happening at least once a month over on our Patreon. Again, as Lindsay said, $5 a month, go to patreon.com/itgirlspodcast for that. This week we have I mean, this was such an unexpectedly massive episode for us last year. We had Aisling O'Kelly from AOK Nutrition on. And dear God, that episode like rippled out to so many people. People really resonated with it. And it was even an episode that I think, Linz, when we asked Aisling on last year, you and I didn't realize how much we'd learn from it. You know?
I know, I was fascinated. I was sat there agog, just being like, please speak, continue. Yes. So we needed to get her back on. She is a hormone expert.
Yes.
And we have a lot of whores over here, am I right? But like it's
putting the W in hormone.
But like it's flipping something that we really don't think of. Hormones, what's going on in our body. And I think as women, we are, you know, subjected to the monthly laden of our womb and, you know, fluctuating tits and not, you know, all these different things that like happen to your body that you're not really aware of why it's happening or what, where you are in your cycle. So we discussed that all in the last one. This one, we wanted to get it, throw some glitter on those hormones and talk about like tan and candles. Aisling touched on that last time she was on about how everything in our beauty regime, in our life, in our food, nutrition for our skin impacts our mental health, our mental clarity.
I believe it's called a toxic load.
Oh, wow.
Some of you guys might take that from your boyfriends every night, but you can also take it in from candles, skincare, beauty products. But we're going to be talking all about that.
We've talked enough about toxic vibes.
Yeah, toxic man. Bye-bye, toxic man. Hello, toxic candles. So we are so excited to talk to Aisling. We are going to keep it a little bit lighter, but we're also going to touch on some of your favorite topics. And please share again if you listen to this episode, because I think that when you shared last time, it reached so many people. And as we said, when we do these educational kind of episodes, I do find that it's a really nice feeling for us to know that they're like reaching people and
that they're helping people. And
for sure.
You know, we learned and we want us all to be learned and armed with the knowledge of our bodies.
Yeah. So stay tuned and welcome to the podcast, Aisling O'Kelly.
So thank you so much for coming back again.
Thank you for having me.
I think
looking stunning, by the way. If this was a visual, you'd be loving it, guys.
You'd be loving it. I think we almost hashtag broke the internet last time. People loved that episode. And we only said in the intro how it was such a, we did not know it was going to have such like an impact. We got so many messages. So
amazing.
It was one of our most popular episodes of the whole year.
It was.
Yeah. I feel like everyone has a period or hormones, so everyone can relate.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't have a period, you know someone who does, so it might have made some sense for you. And like take notes. But we had to get you back. So thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
And you have loads of It Gal clients now.
I literally just saying, I had a girl yesterday from like Canada being like, oh, we saw you in It Gal. So still getting people, which is amazing. Power of the internet.
It's brilliant. Yeah, it's great. So we wanted to take a different route with our podcast today, because anyone who's listening, we'll share our episode of Aisling from last year. And it's all about female hormones, the pill, contraception, periods, all of that kind of stuff. But this time we wanted to pick your brain on some of the things that you brought up in the last podcast that we didn't get to delve deep into. And one thing that we were really interested in was you mentioned like reducing your toxic load when it comes to products like tanning, moisturizers, candles, all of that kind of stuff. So I really want to just get, because now I'm like in my house looking at my candles.
I know.
Like, what is the toxic load?
I know. Or if I'm like particularly moany that day, I'm like, is it that flickering candle that's making me be this way? Oh my God. Telling my fella like, oh no, it's not me. It's actually.
It's the candle.
It's the candle. Any excuse. It's not me. It's because I'm tanning today.
Yeah, and ovulating.
Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we wanted to know a bit more about that, because I think that was at the end of the episode last time, and I think we were like, drop the name.
Yeah. So how did you first start to get into that? Obviously, it comes with your work, but how did you start to get interested in?
I feel like when I was trained to be a nutritionist, we obviously learned this in college, and I kind of just ignored it. Because like, if you go into my Instagram, I love my glam. And like, you know, everything's opening up now recently. I am literally getting my nails done, my tan done, my lashes done, my hair extensions. Like, I'm glam, glam, glam. So I was like, okay, I'll just work on the nutrition and I'll come back to this eventually. And I think then when
you ignore it, as in like...
But like, I didn't really, like, I was still using my any shampoos and conditioners and body washes and tan, and like I wasn't really acknowledging that side of things, you know what I mean? And then I suppose when you start working with clients, you kind of can't really ignore it. Like, I see it's such an effect on people, and then obviously like I try and keep up with like my knowledge, and I'm constantly reading things, and I'm like, okay, yeah, actually have to kind of look into this. So if you go back and listen to the first podcast, I kind of briefly explained, like, you always want to balance out your estrogen and your progesterone levels, and it's low progesterone in comparison to estrogen that causes PMT, which is like a massive range of hormonal issues, from your acne to your sore boobs to your heavy periods. It kind of varies from woman to woman. But no matter what your issue is, it's always low progesterone in comparison to estrogen. So we always want to try to keep that balance. And again, go back and listen to the podcast. You know, like, estrogen's from a lot of food that we're eating, but you can get things called xenoestrogens, begins with an X. It sounds very sexy, but it's not. And this is from our environment.
Okay.
So it's relatively new as well, because it's only in the last, what, like, say, even like 60 years that these kind of more chemicals, like the amount of plastic that we use now, all of our fake tans, our cosmetics, your body butters, your perfumes, your candles, like, we're constantly bombarding our body with all of these chemicals, which means then it increases your toxic load. So your body's over in the corner trying to break these down, and your own hormones kind of get put in the back burner a little bit. That's kind of one of the ways to think about it. The other thing, especially with plastics, which is super scary, certain plastic, have you heard of BPA free?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is BPA free. That's in my bottle.
Like, you go into Penny's now and BPA free is plastic. So a few years ago, there was this massive, like, not like massive, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like a scandal.
Scandal, exactly. And they found out that plastic was leaching into, say, your water bottle. It's the worst when you heat plastic. So, for example, even just sitting on your desk and having your plastic bottle, like, you know, at the window, I guarantee people listen to this from work, and they're like, oh my God, me my plastic bottle. Yeah. Or, like, I would think on holidays, like, I would put my, I would put my plastic bottle, like, underneath my sunbed. Or, so I'm really aware of that. But it's when plastic is heated and leaches into the water, it comes into our body. And this is called an estrogen mimicker. So it actually acts like estrogen in the system, but it's not the good estrogen. So we're at estrogen peaks normally when you're ovulating. You know, it's good for sex drive, if you're really good, it's good for motivation. So it's not the estrogen makes you horny, it's the estrogen that, like, gives you sore boobs and can cause heavy periods. And it's even kind of linked to things like breast cancer and ovarian cancer as well. So it's really, really important.
Yeah.
So
that's how you got into that.
So let's break this down.
It reminds me,
how
basically,
the fuck do I be healthy?
It reminds me of, like, when you said that, when you started to trained to be nutritionist, you're like, I'm not doing that. It's like when you go to a trainer and they're like, how's your diet? You're like, perfect. Like, you're like, I'm just trying to get down with the training thing. It's like the
softly,
diet
softly catches the monkey. But I think,
but then you can't get your results without also, like, you know, doing it holistically.
Well,
I think
you have to kind of take it step by step, because it's so overwhelming, as 100%. I'm sure when you're studying, you're like, hold on, I just need to, like, digest this and then I'll get to that part. I remember when I was vegan, and, like, that was a whole journey where I was like, shit, that's not vegan. My cosmetics and, like, my sofa or whatever. I was like, it's so much bigger than just, like, your food. And I've always been really interested in cosmetics and, like, the fact that we are really feeding our skin, you know, because I've always been healthy and prioritized that with food. But then I was like, but then it's mad that we are, like, you know, our skin is our biggest organ, and it's eating whatever we put on it, whether it's, like, through our mouth or on our face or under our armpit. And, like, I hadn't cared for that until I think I was kind of about 18 when I started to be like, actually, I want to look at the ingredients and figure out stuff. And
that's young.
Yeah, I was
And that's very trendy. Like, that was before this.
Yeah.
Season,
like, that was like Lindsay's, like, hippie.
Yeah.
She was like hippie hemp girl. For a minute. But you're right, as in, like, it is your biggest organ. And I think, what would you say then to start off would be some big culprits of this that Irish women, or just women in general, are, like, kind of unconsciously, like, hiring that toxic load with?
So first thing is your plastic. Get, like, even me looking at that plastic bottle, like, I would recommend having, like, a steel bottle,
okay,
like, instead of plastic or glass. Because even, like, BPA free, like, you put that in inverted commas, it's still plastic. It's kind of just, oh, it's safer, but then there's other different plastics.
What is BPA?
BPA is just a chemical.
Okay.
So it's, like, in the compound of the
biophenyl A, I'm going to say.
Something.
Yeah. So it's just a chemical that leaches into the water.
I have that steel one. I
so
rarely
steel,
drink water.
So,
but if I do, I drink.
Do you know what the steel, I hate it gives that tinny taste to the water. So I just use this for when I'm, like, on the go. But, you know, in the gap.
What's that one that everyone, it's 40 fucking euro on Amazon. I got it for Rilo. The big black one. It's, like, really heavy. You could fully use it as a weapon.
Oh, I think Evan has one of them.
Yeah, they're like, the vloggers have it and all. That's where
you're like, hashtag influencer.
And like, I mean, the thing is like a suitcase. So I'm like, never going to bring it out. I don't drink water. I'm awful.
So that's the first thing you could do, definitely. And I know loads of people like that probably work from home and have the water on their desk. Just change your bottle of water. Plastic from lunchbox is the other thing. So, like, not so much anymore because we're not in the office. But people meal prep and they're using plastic Tupperware, putting it into a microwave. And cooking with plastic utensils as well. So like, you have your non-stick pans, which is a whole other ball game. Again, like,
oh my god, I mean, you watched that film about that.
Like,
about the non-stick pans.
About, yes.
Tell me the name. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. Yeah. It's a huge scandal about Tefl.
Tefl. Yeah.
Non-stick lining, and like, it was like killing all these people in this town in America worked in the factory. It's like,
but it's insane. So like, it's everywhere.
And that's what's so scary, because it was like, that's where I kind of was like, veganism, I'm going to opt out of this for a minute, because it's like so all consuming, you know, you're like, oh, it's there. And I mean, I think you have to give yourself, like, you have to do what you can, but also not overwhelm yourself with the stress of like how toxic the world is. So we don't want to scare people by like, you know, being like, by the way, everything you've been eating and drinking is.
Yeah, but you can, as you said, it's about reducing where you can. So we're talking cooking with plastic utensils.
So you can get things like silicone or like wooden spoons, back to basics, or steel. But most people have like non-stick pans, you're going to scrape them. But like, that non-stick pans in itself isn't amazing.
Because that's just plastic then, is it?
Yeah, like, it's just type of plastic. But that's something you can't go home and bin everything in your house.
Yeah.
So I focus a lot then what you should be doing. So when I was like that, going back to, you know, training a few years ago, I was like, okay, I'm not going to get rid of my fake tan. I'm going to make sure I eat loads of green veg. Mm-hmm. Like, so you're just weighing up, which we'll obviously talk to you as well today. So plastic is definitely the first thing people make changes in. The next thing is look at your cosmetics, okay? Again, this is not me telling you to go in and bin your whole like makeup drawer, but what you're looking for is things like paraben-free, phthalate-free. Phthalate spelled with PH, like fat.
What is it? Phthalate?
It's spelled like phthalate, like T H, but it's PH basically. It's
pronounced. Yeah.
It's like palette.
And what is it?
It's just a normal, like, another kind of a chemical in plastic. Okay. And it's fragrances as well. That's the worst thing. So like, I remember back, like, well, maybe we can't like name names, like, you know, like, your like Nivea.
Oh yeah, name the brands.
Coconut, like, I want to smell like summer.
But my favorite thing ever was that Body Shop shimmer coconut stuff.
That's what I mean.
But you are like, oh, there's a layer of like micro glitter on my
hand. Exactly. What is this glitter? Like, there's nothing natural that makes it glitter. Yeah. It's like, maybe sweat.
I look like a mermaid, but you know.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So, you know, looking for maybe non-fragrance items might be the first thing. So like, you can buy shower gel that has no fragrance in it. That means that chemical isn't put into that to make it smell nice. You don't need it either. It's just going on your skin and going down the drain. So looking for those words, phthalate-free, silicone-free, paraben-free. And then, that's kind of like the first kind of few little tips.
In your cosmetics.
So when you're talking about fragrance, because I know that sometimes, like, when I, like I said, was in my hippie stage, I was so into like natural and getting my cosmetics in like flipping Holland and Barrett and all my stuff in there. And then, because natural fragrances and sometimes even like essential oils can really affect like your skin as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be so careful with essential oils to put them like straight on your skin. Like, some people have different skins and they can take it more, but like, you know, if you were like picking up little bits of information and being like, okay, tea tree oil, okay, I'll just get that from the chemist and put it straight on a thing, and then you can like
burn your skin. It worse. Mm. Yeah. What I also did to clients is start, I think the most important is what you're keeping on your skin. So like, your cleanser that's on your face for a minute and going in the drain is not as important. But if you're using like that, a moisturizer, your fake tan, especially if you're like a tan addict, like I would be, like, I'm only not tan today. And I'm like, I'm so pale.
You look tanned. I'm not tan.
No, I feel like I'm real pink today. But I tan every week because I just love, and I've done that forever. Like, I just like.
And Irish girls are tan addicts.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
And so that's like, obviously like the most amount of cosmetic, because you're putting it head to fucking toe.
Oh my God. Even if I'm
sleeping in it sometimes.
Yeah. Like midwinter, I will still be head to toe tan.
Oh, hell yeah. Me and Lindsay always, because people are always like, do you bother doing everywhere? And I'm like, it's every time. Like, if I'm gonna tan my chest, I may as well do the whole fucking thing.
Like, people who tan their arms and nowhere else, I'm like,
I've never.
Do you but not I mean, like looking at yourself naked? Like,
I exactly. I mean, do you want to, like, I don't want my what boyfriend to be like, what is going on?
Why is your bum so white? And your dress is so brown.
Like, if anything, I'm tanning for sex. Another way, I'm not.
Well, but it's also like, if I'm gonna, but I'm also tanning to make it look, even though it is, you know, slightly orange, it's to look like I'm naturally tan.
You're like, I'm naturally this orange.
Yeah, it's not to look like. Yeah, exactly. But like, if I'm gonna also tan to my like midsection, like, I'll just do the legs. The legs, the
you
easiest.
You just get carried
bit.
Away. You're like, oh, and then you're
Well, you're I'd never be happy with just my arms tanned. Like, no,
I know. Deep down, I'd know.
I'd know, and I'd know that everyone in the room knows as well.
No, me too. I'd be like, hi, my arms are only tanned. Yeah, just so you know.
Just so you know.
I know. But you know.
So you use Tan Organic, I know, from your IG.
Yeah. And like Tan Organic is one I actually never use. And this thing that I love, like I love Sosu. I love Bare by Vogue. Like my wedding tan was going to be Bare by Vogue.
Oh,
like,
really?
Absolutely obsessed with it. So I never use Tan Organic because I feel like I find something and I love it and I kind of stick to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they actually sent me their product in October and I use it from October till February. And then they asked me to be a brand ambassador, which is so like organic, you know, no pun intended. Because I was like, this is actually a deadly brand. Everything in it is organic. Like I love lathering myself in it every single week and not feeling like I'm like affecting my hormones. And I think as well, it's for like our age group that was kind of the ones being the tan addicts. And we were like, you know, 15, 16. Mm. And now we're kind of in our 30s being like, hold on a sec. Like what's actually going on here? So it's real aimed, I think, at like our age, because obviously a little bit more expensive as well, but the deadly product, like definitely if anyone's listening, like it's really good.
Yeah.
And what about, so saying Bare by Vogue, is there stuff in that that is going to be?
Yeah, but it's not natural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like obviously.
What's the worst thing that's in tan? Like in regular kind of tan?
Actually don't know.
Yeah.
Is it the, what's the name of the thing? Is it
DHA?
Yeah, like
DHA.
So, sorry, yeah, actually this is it. So I was talking to the woman who owns Tan Organic Noel. She's like, I would love to take her brain. Like she's from a business perspective, unbelievable.
Oh, maybe we should get her on.
Mm. Yeah, oh my God, defo. But she was explaining to me how like Tan Organic is never that like dark. Like I absolutely love it, but I don't know when I want to be like out. Like
yeah,
I haven't, there's nowhere to go. So I haven't been like out with the real dark tan. And she was explaining that they pride themselves so much on the quality of their products. So like even all their, her packaging is glass and that makes it really expensive to make, but she's like, I'm not willing to use plastic. Do you know that?
Yeah,
I've used it before.
Yeah. So
but when they first released, I think the kind of oil one, like the tanning oil. And
that
now I think they have
product.
A mousse, don't they?
The mousse is, the mousse is much darker.
Okay.
But she was saying that DHA that makes tan dark is a chemical. So she's like, we can only go a certain amount before we introduce that. She's like, that's why we can't get that really like dark tan.
But I guess it's good, like if you do, and it is all a bit compromised. So say for example, you do love that like ultra dark mousse look, but if that is maybe for like a going out or an occasion, maybe you can still use your like whatever DHA tan for like a Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. But if you want that Monday to Friday look to decrease the whole like toxic load, you could get a tan that's more organic that like, you know, if you are applying it once or twice a week, you know, it's going to minimize. It's all about minimizing kind of like,
as well,
your
it's
exposure.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
It's kind of about like getting used to stuff because like, I mean, you know, like you were saying, when we started wearing tan when we were younger going to Barcode, like did I think that in my mid-30s I'd be still with my mitt
if not more reliant
asking my goddamn children to tan my back. Luna is now trained in because Rilo hated doing it. He'd be like, well, he was like, and I'm like, circular motions for God's sake.
I know.
Then I look in the, like, try and look at my back. I'm like, what have you been doing?
Come on, like, I laugh.
Luna's
like,
great.
Barcode is like Rimmel on a sock.
Yes.
Like, wasn't it?
Oh, Rimmel. My gosh.
On the fluffy socks.
Or those tanning wipes. Do you remember them?
Like, what?
What the
I
actual
never used
fuck
those.
Were they?
Were they
you,
good?
They were the color of Aisling's dress.
Like, actual.
You were the actual orange.
Yeah.
And it was like your hand. Remember those, like, D4 girlas? I would have those,
like,
Arden chants.
My inner tan demon is like, I want it. Because, like, I would get like I don't know if it's a, it is a saying, tanorexic.
I don't know if it's like politically correct.
But it is a
wouldn't
saying.
Be like me. But like, I mean, I think that like I got to such a point of just being like so obsessed and just being like, I don't care if I'm like purple, I'm so tan.
No, like, and I know I like my mood is low from that tan. I know it sounds so dramatic. I think it's because I'm so blonde that my I don't have any makeup to match my skin color, so
no,
you
I'm
have
saying
to.
My arms aren't tanned,
I
and I'm like,
literally will look ill. So like I'll tan on a Monday, when I'm doing nothing, for the week. Like so, it's a bit. So I've for me to even like that talk by Tan Organic, I no problem at all. I recommend. I know people will love it. If people listen, the tanning they do an oil. Like a moisturizer with tan in it.
Oh, I love a good gradual tan.
And it's just like, so that's your moisturizer. So that you get out of the shower, whack it on. You don't even have to do it properly because it's so easy to put on. You know what I mean? And then you just get dressed and you just gradually tan over the course of the day. And it just makes you not a ghost. Do you know what I mean?
It gives
it's
you that like your, colorish, like just a bit of a glow.
And again, I think kind of people like that, even getting older, like you don't want to be like darker than dark. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, when you see some pictures, like, I think like a couple of years ago, I saw a couple of pictures that I didn't take that my friends took. And I was like, oh wow. Rachel Dolezal has entered the building and she is she is really working it. But and then I was like, okay, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Because I'd be going out with the cosmetic layer still on.
So do you I'm sure you do also wear like natural deodorants and stuff like that, because I do feel that's the thing that Irish girls are mad into, like the Mitchums and the aluminum kind of.
I feel Irish women are so into aerosols.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I hate aerosols, and my sisters are always spraying them. Oh my God. And I'm like, don't spray them in the room with me.
If my fiance sprays that, like going to bed, I actually, like he knows, he knows not to.
I've made myself allergic.
Like you are literally spraying chemicals into your lungs. Like yeah. What? But like, I'm very flattered you asked me to come on today, but like I'm so not like on my high horse here. Like this has been such a process for me as well. So like anything that I actually do recommend today is something that I've literally tried and tested, because the like non-organic products are deadly. Like that's, they're so good because they have these amazing chemicals in them. So deodorant was one. I swear to God, I spent a small fortune on deodorants. And what I've learned is that first of all, in kind of chemical deodorants, you have your antiperspirant. So it stops you from sweating.
And just blocks the glands.
So we just break that down for a second. Like your sweat is your body's way of expelling toxins. The same way you poo, you know, you're breathing, sweating through your skin. Like that is your body getting rid of what shouldn't be in it anymore. And for us to put like an antiperspirant on, like, you know, that just didn't sit with me. So when I changed to non, like say organic deodorants, I was like, I'm sweating so much. What is this? They're not working. Not realizing, no, this is just the way the body actually does work. Do you know that kind
and
of
also
way?
You were probably, I remember researching that as well when I switched to natural deodorants. I was like, we're literally plugging our underarms, pores.
And it's so close.
And like, so you weren't used to sweating, but also then I think it would purges, make you sweat more because your body was trying to
expel it.
Yeah, I think it can kind of purge smell wise as well. I remember hearing that because again, I switched to natural deodorant, I think about like 5 or 6 years ago because my friend also told me about this, and it was one of those things like I wanted to ignore because I was like, but Mitchum is so good and you smell so nice from it. And she was like, stop using that shit. She would make her own. And she was like, look, when you give up normal deodorant, like when you sweat, even if you didn't used to have BO, it might smell kind of stale because like it's been like
getting out
up there. In you.
You need to give yourself 3 weeks. Yeah. That's what I kind of say to all my clients. Give your body 3 weeks. Let that all that like toxins come out and then let your body get used to natural deodorant that I don't think I was giving myself enough time either. So like what I love, you've probably seen The Wild on Instagram. Have you?
Really good. Yeah. I have it. It's amazing. So good. So,
I haven't tried them.
So good. It's absolutely, it's probably one of the best ones I've used. It's a really good Irish brand as well. In Adora, I think it's called. Mm. They actually contacted me and said, do you want to try this? But I think it's deadly when brands do that, when they're so confident in their product. Like I could be like, sorry, this is actually crap to, you know, X amount of people. So I think it's really cool when brands are confident, be like, ours is really good. It's won awards. So it's a really good spray.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So again, it's your day to day. Like when I'm getting married, I'm using Mitchum.
Do you know
what I mean? Like fingers crossed, God, no, but hopefully we'll be in Portugal. So I am keeping that sweat in. Is that like, so?
Yeah.
You're so right what you're saying about like, there can be this like high horse vibe around like beauty and health industry. Like we see it from the like vegan community who they just like, a lot of their work in promoting their community is putting down like other communities. Yeah. And same with like the skincare gals who are all like anti makeupy or like, oh, it's all about your good skin. And like say the natural girls who are so anti chemicals, like you don't have to be so like staunch in one little block. And it's impossible to be like 100% anything as well. And it is so frustrating because like, I mean, we can put certain products down because like they are great a lot of the time. Like those, you know, if you were dealing with like, you know, working long hours in offices and sweating a lot, like that probably really helped you feel confident to be able to go to work with your like Mitchum or whatever and not be sweating through your shirt, you know? And it is like, I mean, luckily with lockdown, I know my sister, she really wanted to like, you know, start her hair journey, because like she had to go to work every day, and when lockdown came and she didn't and she was working from home, she was like, actually I can just wash it once a week or twice a week. And
she took her extensions out and, you know, was able to kind of go, okay, I don't have
now
to
the time
for your confidence. And like, as you said, like, when I'm getting married, I'm wearing ultra dark DHA and I well, I might not do an ultra dark moment, but I will wear Mitchum, because I'm like, I don't want to have the orange stains on my thousand euro dress or whatever the bloody hell it costs, you know, that way. So I think it is great, and that's why we asked you on, because A, you're glam, okay, which is a rarity. And again, that's not to put down other people in the industry, but it is a rarity to find someone. And I think that's why Lindsay and I love you, is because like, you like glam, like.
Well, I think talking about certain stuff needs to, you know, you need it.
Well, I'm just normal. Like, I'm not of those being like, like, I don't live a lifestyle that other people can't live. I live a very balanced lifestyle. So like, what I would say to my clients, if you had a salad like every single day, let's say you're eating really well, your fruit, your veg, your takeaway once a week is not going to make any difference.
Yeah.
So if you're mostly using like your tan organic, your natural moisturizers, you know, even things like toothpaste is really important. Spotlight, actually a really good toothpaste. So I know Spotlight is all over Instagram.
I have their toothpaste. It's really
unbelievable.
Good.
And even their Lecce toothbrush is so good.
I'm obsessed with that thing.
But I'm like, my friends are like, oh, another Spotlight ad. They obviously have some massive budget for marketing, but it almost like undermines how good it actually is, because they don't need that marketing.
That does happen with them, you know, stuff you're seeing on Instagram.
Wild as well, like, I feel. You're almost like, Wild deodorant is like everywhere, you know, that way. But at the end of the day, like, I think, well, they do work, because like the Spotlight toothbrush is so good. And when they sent it to me, I was like, okay, it's a fucking toothbrush. Like, I already used an electric toothbrush. I was like, whatever. I have not looked back at my old
one. I did not
know
my teeth could be so clean.
I know. Like, and it's so silent because it's sonic. It's like, instead of this thing that I have.
Damn, I need to buy one, because I flip and I never go in my DMs. I always forget to write back to the flipping free shit.
Yeah, Spotlight is great.
And they have toothpaste. So like, you know, obviously what you're putting into your mouth is really important. Like, you're, you know, that's the first part of like even your digestive system is chewing in your mouth, that kind of thing. So it's just start making really small changes, and don't be like that worried if one or two things isn't completely natural. Like, again, for me, like skincare, now we're going to chat about, like, skincare is an area I haven't branched out in, because there's also a very, very fine line between a natural product and then a product with no chemicals.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I remember hearing, actually, I don't know if you know Patricia Bright. She's like a UK influencer. And she said like she got really into like natural kind of stuff with her deodorants and all the rest. And then she went into natural skincare and it like fucked up her skin. And she was like, I realized, because I am prone to like some things like cystic acne, I actually need active chemical ingredients in my skincare to help that. So I think that's also a thing that I always struggled with the natural kind of approach to, say, skincare. But I think what you were saying about like perfume free, that makes more sense.
Yeah, fragrancy or like shampoos. Like, I'm not willing to go into Lush and buy a Lush, like, you know,
they have sulfates
shampoo like bar kind of thing or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I use Olaplex. That it doesn't have your like silicones in them, it doesn't have your phthalates in them. Well, it's not, it's certainly not natural, like, you know, that.
But I mean, everything is a chemical, like, I mean, at the end of the day, to water, H2O. So I think that's definitely was a journey for me with my kind of natural journey as well, where I was like only going into the health shop, so like I said, to purchase stuff, and then trusting just like, you know, Nourish or whatever these shops were, and trusting like, oh, if I pick up a bottle of shampoo or some skincare from there, it's going to be perfectly fine. Whereas like, you can look back at like, some things are derived naturally, so they can put them in certain products, and then you're like, oh shit. Like, do not think that, like, regardless of like, you know, marketing, that stuff is sold. You know, every person who makes like a shampoo bottle or company or whatever, or a makeup product, is going to put the nicest things on the outside,
on the label,
and so it's going to be like, goji berry is in this, like in the Vogue tan, I know she has like goji berry, and like, a berry has not been near that bottle.
And like, Berry Vogue's actually good. I don't know if it's still on my Instagram now. I'll try find it. I've just send it to you later on. I never remember the name. Tan Organic always tell me. I think it's called like the good. Oh, and I bet you if like Ani, who's a PR, listens to me, like, I told you so many
what
times.
Is it?
It's basically like a rating. Is this? Have you heard of this?
Like, I've heard of this.
Oh, how toxic your cosmetics are.
Fascinating. Yeah. So they did one on all the different tans. Tan Organic came out 100%. So they look at like, even like, you know, like how ethical it is in terms of like the environment and who makes it and the packaging and what the ingredients are. So that is 100% is Tan Organic. Bare by Vogue actually did quite well as well. I think she's up like maybe in like the 80s.
Because I really like that tan as well.
It's amazing.
And
it's gorgeous.
Super dark.
Yeah.
Which I loved. And it lasted me so it long.
It comes off really nice. Yeah, it definitely
came
yeah.
off me. See, that was, I think that skin type, it did not look good on me because I'm so dry. Yeah. It was like scaly on me. I was like, but like, I mean, that's the thing with tan. It is just so down to the person and all kind of makeup and cosmetics are, you yeah. know. And
I same think, with food as well. Like, I mean, you can't give everyone the same diet because people have different kind of...
Everyone's so different, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I definitely was kind of skewed by that. Like you're saying, Lush. Like a lot of Lush stuff has like loads of fragrance, loads of sulfates. But because they market it in such a natural kind of way, and even the way they have the stuff placed in the shop, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, this is just
they just
been
picked
made.
It up off a rock.
And even they have the little yeah. picture of the guy, like yeah. this was made then, keep yeah. it in the fridge, it's fresh. So you're totally, yeah. I was totally sucked into that whole idea of like, I'm literally using a bit of bark to wash my hair, you know? Yeah. Whereas like, I just had to like learn a few things about like ingredients and be like, oh...
That's what I'm looking
That's
for.
That's also in my Pantene. So it's yeah. actually really not different. It's just yeah. wearing a different outfit.
Yeah.
It's nude. That's what they call it.
Yeah. So any other products that you've swapped out and you've tried? Because I know that you do talk on your Instagram. I remember you talking about the deodorants, obviously your tan, you went through a journey with that. Is there any mm-hmm. other cosmetic things, even like, as we said, like candles and stuff that you've kind of found a replacement for kind of older things that you would use?
The next thing that went to my house was air fresheners.
Okay,
so it's,
yeah.
again, it's fragrances. So perfume is really, really bad. And actually, nail varnish is one of the worst, which you'd never oh. think of. Nail varnish is on your nail bed the whole time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like around fertility, like that's a huge thing if people are really struggling to get pregnant. You know, they always say like, be careful of your nail varnish, your perfumes, receipts. I didn't mention, I hate freaking people out, but like receipts, the ink on your fridge.
Remember you saying this last
yeah. one, which is mad.
So I'm weird. Like obviously I'm not seeing clients now in work anymore, but like when I used to give back receipts, I'd be like, hey, here you go. And I'm like,
touching the white.
Maneuver yeah. it like with the card. Being like, I'm not touching your
putting
your
on your glove.
Filthy. Yeah. So I'm so aware of like that. And even now, like we're hand sanitizing and you're wiping the first line defense off your fingers and going and taking a receipt. So I'm not, I don't
okay.
mean that.
So you're soaking up more then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you don't have heavy periods because you're, you know, you have receipts. Yeah. But if you're working in pennies and you're taking receipts all day long and you're loads of tan and like you love your perfume, you love your glam, and you know, it's just a lot for your body to process.
Okay.
That kind of
way. I get you.
And it is just about changing your brain to think of like, that's really what I had to do, being like, why am I not thinking that I'm absorbing these things just yeah. because I'm not eating them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Like I am eating them. My body is eating up like my yeah, perfume.
Where does your cream go when you put it on? Yeah. Like your body absorbs yeah. it and it's gone in the next morning. You're yeah. not like, great.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically fragrances. So like anything like smelly sticks in the house, you know, like all your people praying Febreze and these
oh,
kind
yeah.
of things.
Yeah.
Air fresheners in the car. Like if I get into my fiance's car and he's an air freshener, we actually have an argument. Like,
really?
I'm not marrying you. Is this what you'll subject me to? Like, I just can't. I'm like, I will walk. Like,
has he not learned?
You think he would?
For so long.
He would, Lindsay. You actually think
How long
he would.
Have you been together?
Like 15 years.
Oh my God.
Still not married.
I low-key stan his like inability to learn, because I would love
bizarre.
To like, it's amazing.
No,
in some ways
learn.
Like, nope, I'm just doing my thing with my air freshener. I don't care.
Sometimes he puts them in the boot and I'm like, no! Do you think I can? He's like, that's a natural scent. I'm like, it smells like musky man.
Because you also get so sensitive to stuff like that when you
headaches.
When you exit out yeah. and then like, I know if I go into someone's house and it's like doused in Febreze, I'm like,
oh my God.
It like goes in yeah. the back of, and like Lindsay yeah. is with aerosols, yeah, she'll like go into her sister's room and she's like, who sprayed an aerosol? Yeah.
Like hairspray or anything, I will get like a sore throat for 3 days afterwards if yeah. I like I'm in a room where someone's spraying that.
Yeah.
So I'm, and I feel like such a little princess being like, don't spray that near me. But yeah. I'm like, I stopped using aerosols years ago, and now I just can't. Now yeah. it shows you, if anything, how toxic they are when you like
Definitely.
Stop using them.
So your candles, you mentioned there, like I think, you know, I love my candle, come home, have a glass of wine, light your candles, and it could be literally beside your head for 4 hours in the evening.
Yeah.
So massive at the on Instagram at the moment is things like the natural like soy wax candles, okay. which means they're just made with like a safer wax. It isn't chemical when it's being burned, basically.
The Handmade Soap Company, I think,
yeah.
do very, I have a few of them and they have their
so
natural
fragrant.
And they're,
yeah.
they smell amazing.
They really
and
are.
They're like really fragrant, but they're not like, they're all like natural soy wax. They're really good, nice
and
stuff.
People really want it. Like one of my best friends, Emma Jane, she's one called EJ's Two Cents.
Oh yeah, you
she
were saying.
She cannot keep them in stock. She makes the batch and they're gone before she even put them on
no
Instagram.
Way.
So I think people really want this information. And even like me being so busy in the clinic, like dealing with hormones, like it's like people want to actually help and make differences. Just tell me how to do it. So like that looking for soy wax candles and getting rid of all your air fresheners. The ones like that, you know, you plug in, they go off every hour. Psst,
oh my God. My mom and dad had one in our house. It used to give me a fucking stroke. I would be so afraid of that thing. Like you'd just be walking and then you'd hear like, psst. Like, I was like, is that the fucking cat being like,
is it a ghost being like, come
it
here.
Literally yeah. said, but it took me, I was like on my own journey figuring this out when I lived with my mom and dad's. And I said it to my mom, I was like, there's some noise. And she was like, it's the air freshener. I was like, it's like an alien in the corner just going, pfft. I was like, so freaky.
And if you don't have that kind of like, if you don't get like, ugh, about those smells, it shows maybe that you are used to that level of toxicity. Because if I go into like a bathroom and it has, you know, like a public bathroom without I need to like run in and out real quickly because I can't absorb it because I'm not as used to it. I've always used like incense and stuff like that, but I'm sure there's even like lipid chemicals in that.
But even like that, your aromatherapy oils are quite safe when you're burning them. Like you were kind of talking about earlier on your skin, like they are quite potent. So you're not going to be putting lavender straight onto your skin. But like my mum loves burning stuff and I would do that as well at home. So like I have a burner and now I love, like my friend Emma Jane does like the melts for my burners. But then I might just put lavender and like, you know, eucalyptus and stuff like that on the odd time as well.
Yeah, in the diffuser kind of thing.
In the diffusers,
yeah. They're great.
The other thing we actually haven't covered is our cleaning products. So like your household things, like that's the last little step. And to be honest, it's only in the last, I'd say 6 months, I've started to look at that stuff now because I'm like, it's just so handy. Like you run out of dishwashing tablets at 6 p.m. on a Thursday evening. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just like, run across the shop and get something so we can put the dishwasher on. You're not like, it's always stuff you have
and
to think in it.
So expensive.
But it's always
the eco stuff. Oh, I know.
Yeah, they're so expensive. So it's stuff you have to really prepared in advance. Yeah. To be like, oh, I have to go get the eco stuff. So we've started using like that, like different like detergents. So like even using, what's it called? Non-bio? Yeah, non-bio, like detergents. And fabric softener is really, really bad.
Yeah, like, I don't use fabric softener. I heard this before.
Yeah, there's like, that's like the chemicals and then it's sitting on your skin.
And the whole point of that is to basically make your clothes smell nice as well. So it's just like,
I know if I have fabric softener, my skin is itchy. Like I feel like I have to take, like just, I can't wear the clothes.
Yeah.
So I just don't buy it anymore. So, you know, what you're cleaning out your counters with, what you're putting in your washing machine, your tumble dryer, even your soap in your house, like you know, all these little things, you can just start making changes. So next time you need to buy, you know, dishwashing tablets, buy the eco ones and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it does seem overwhelming, but when you do kind of turn the switch in your brain, you're like, actually, why haven't I thought that I'm eating my food off this plate that's been washed in a load of chemicals? I remember watching you know that show where it was like about the, it was like Gypsy Wedding or something. It was like when they'd make the woman who made the big dresses and stuff.
One.
And they were like, it was so good. And like, they were cleaning their caravan and she was like doing the washing and she was like spraying bleach in on the plates. And she was like, I like them really clean. I was like, that is gas. But
that's
then like,
Evan loves bleach and I hate the smell of fucking bleach. I'll go into our bathroom and I'm like, so strong. It makes my eyes water.
To think like how far we've come with all these like chemicals and making, and then like we're really stripping it back. Cause like I think, say our parents in that generation and our grannies would have used like vinegar and like,
Lemon
bicarb
water.
Bicarb soda or whatever.
But have you heard of the hygiene hypothesis?
No.
So like our generation are too clean. So like, you know, our mom and dad, like I walked to school and played in the dirt and we had no shoes and you know, this kind of thing. So you're meant to just like, you're meant to pick up bacteria along the way and your body actually makes resistance against it. Especially like our generation kind of bleach came out, and especially younger kids now, everything, the hygiene is bleached. So you're actually better off using just like soap and water and cleaning it. So they get some sort of bacteria. And what's happening is kids are getting sicker because they've no immune system.
God, imagine the people going to fucking lockdown kids. Those are going to be freaked.
Oh my God. No, honestly though, like the amount of hand sanitizer being used, like kids are so clean that I would worry like the minute they go into school, there's the one person, child in the class, like the whole fucking class is sick.
Because it's always the way with Sarah, with Luna and Rilo, like that after summer, they go back and like the first week, one of them will be sick.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been around subject
other
to like
kids. Other kids. Yeah. There's a parent on TikTok that always goes viral and like she's like real hippie. And like she's like every morning she brings her kid out and she just dumps it in the dirt. And she's like, I let it eat dirt, bark in order to pick up its natural bacteria. And it's just this baby like shoving dirt in its mouth. And like the comments are like insane.
Really?
But I mean like, not that I'm saying go out and do that with your babies. That's your own choice. But like that is an argument to be made that, like, as you're saying, that, like, keeping your kids from bacteria stops them being able to actually build up a resistance and, like, an immune system. So we got some questions from our listeners, because we knew that they would want to also have their say, because they loved the episode we did with you last year, as we said. So we'll run through them for the next half hour or so, and then we'll let you go because I know you're a busy woman. So the first question is, I would love to know some tips on being healthy on a budget. So kind of what we're saying, as in, like, and this can be everything to do with nutrition, everything else like that.
Because,
like,
I think that can expensive. Be... It is. And I mean, people who say it isn't, like, I see, again, the vegan community being like, it's just rice and beans. How expensive? Like, it is expensive to make, like, big changes.
Like, from a moisturized point of view, like coconut oil.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you can shave your legs with it. You can put in your hair. You can wash, you take off your makeup with it. Like, that's literally, like, €4. So, like,
or E45. I love that shit.
Natural, yeah.
I don't know if it has no. I love it. It has no perfume in it, though. No scent. Maybe, it's great for your bod.
It's I think it's quite simple for
it's like medical kind of stuff. Yeah, it's good for eczema. So
deodorant wise, like the Wild, was it expensive? I can't remember much I paid for it. Maybe like €25 for.
But then you get refills, so you're not buying a new one all the time, right?
Yeah. Maybe €25 once off and I got three.
Yeah.
And I only got that a month ago and I haven't used it yet. Like, I'm not finished the first one.
So mine lasted so long.
It's so long. So it's sometimes you just have to invest at the start and then it lasts a little bit longer. Like, good products will last longer. This is the thing as well. Because you don't need to use as much because they're good quality products. Mm-hmm. That question from a dietary point of view, like, Aldi and Lidl are so cheap. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, there's no excuse, like, eating healthy is actually not expensive. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. You're shopping in Dunn's. Like, I was in Dunn's the other day. I was like, who shops here?
It's
like,
so
who
so actually expensive.
Like, cherry tomatoes are $2.70. Yeah. I'm like, they are literally 55 cents in Aldi.
It's insane.
And they're cherry tomatoes. Yeah. Like, there is no difference. So
yeah, regardless if it says like done finest bespoke tomato. Yeah.
Like, no, they're tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I would definitely, like, I shop in Aldi and I think it's brilliant. Yeah. And even buying like frozen stuff is so cheap. Like, I bought like a massive bag of kale in Aldi on Monday. I think it was like 70 cents.
Yeah.
And, like, I use that for smoothies all week and it's not going off. So I think it's just being a bit smarter what you're buying as well. You're not wasting food. I think like planning meals in advance, you know, it's kind of a bit boring, but like, I think a lot of people plan to eat healthy and then they just waste it because they actually don't know what they're eating. Yeah. Like, I eat salads every day, but I'm like, are you though?
Yeah.
Are you going to eat salads every day? Yeah. And then you're just throwing things out and it's like, you're going to buy something else then. You're spending more money. Does that make sense?
I also find like shopping in, especially for like meat and fish and stuff, like, I would usually sometimes go out to Hoth and buy the fish there. And I know there's a whole Seaspiracy thing. Don't come at me, Seaspiracy people. But
that I'm ignoring right
it
now.
It is way.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
Oh, come on. I love fish. There's something in everything. But it is so much cheaper. And even going to like local butchers, you think that they'd be like pricey, but they're so much cheaper than like buying the stuff. And you can get way more selection. You
know, it's usually better quality then as well.
Hell yeah. Because they have like farmers and all they work with. You know, that way it's not just some random. And I'm always like, how long has that been sitting on the shelf? It kind of grows. Me out.
Yeah.
Is there anything that can increase your sex drive while on antidepressants? Ooh. I'm finding it really low.
I knew someone was going to ask about sex drive. I get this question 8 times a day.
Yeah,
we actually have a post this week
a lot
about sex drive.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, I put up my Instagram asking people about how often they have sex and things like this, because I've worked with clients for 7 years and I am like, we can't all have low sex drive. Nearly every single female I see will tick low libido on my consultation sheet. Everyone. And I'm like, that if everyone ticks it, then...
Because we just did an ex-gals where we asked the same question.
Dear God.
It's like the unknown. How much sex are you having? How much sex do you want? How much do you think you should be having?
But I think it's, you think your friends are having more sex than you. And you're like, we don't have sex anymore. Yeah. And obviously COVID's the biggest massive cock block ever.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? You need desire in order to have sex. And it's not desirable when you're sitting at home in your pajamas seeing it, you're 24/7. And
so true.
You need to keep, like, so that's really difficult for people at the moment that, like, you know, if, you know, back in the day meeting your partner in a bar and like knocking, you're like, hey, like, it's so, you know, like fun and interesting. So we've actually lost that spark over the last year. So all we have is kind of our own drive and motivation to have sex. But I did this poll and I think like the most frequent answer of how many times a week you have sex is once a week. I think about like 2,000 people said that. And the second one then was twice a week.
Okay.
Which is normal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then actually the third answer was less than once a week. So like, okay, if I said to you, the most common time people have sex is once a week, some people are like, oh my God, well, that's us.
And yeah.
So that's actually the average, which means that you're not, you don't have low libido. You actually are having sex as much as everybody else.
I think also people compare it to like the first few months of their relationship, which is just like, what's the point in comparing that? They're like, we used to have sex every time we saw each other. It's like, yeah. So did everyone else the first few months they met.
And especially don't live together. Like when you move in with each other, like when you're not living together, your time is for each other. Like it's not like, you know, now you should put a wash on, reply to emails, have your shower. Like, you know what I mean? Have your hair shower, like, which takes hours.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? That when you meet up and you're not actually living together, that 2 or 3 hours or a sleepover is just for each other. So like, you're not thinking about work, you're not thinking about other things. The other massive thing people don't realize is stress. Like people message me, hi, like I've low libido, I need something for sex drive. What would you recommend? Like guys, I own a herbal medicine clinic. Do you think if I brought out a daddy looking tonic being like female sex drive, how much money would
you
I
earn? Please make that because you are would you
oh my gosh. Like, are I'll you get you back on to drop it.
Yeah. But this is what I mean. Like I could completely manipulate people and be like, this is the most amazing tonic.
Exactly.
Put up reviews, but like I use it myself, blah, blah, blah.
And there is something I think, is it Lion's Mane or something that demand, was sold in health shops?
But like it's kind of such a gimmick. Like if there's something that worked, you would know about it. Like put it that way. So people miss the bigger picture. I think stress is a massive factor. I say to clients, like stress affects every single part of your body differently. So like if you were stressed, how does your tummy feel? You know, might be bloated, you might feel a bit sick. If you're stressed, you might not be sleeping at night, which is your nervous system. Some people get rashes or get really bad breakouts, which is obviously your skin. And why they think that stress doesn't affect the reproductive system is beyond me. Like if you're running from a bear, do you think your body's stopping to have sex?
Yeah. They're like, but I'm so horny, the chase. You know?
So let the bear watch.
Like exactly. So like cortisol will switch off your sex drive.
Okay.
Which means you don't have any natural urge to have sex. All you have then is kind of like your own motivation. So you have to like be so aware of that and look at everything else that's going on. And like if you're bloated and you've read about PMS and you've a rash and you've like, why would you have sex drive? That's and, like
totally.
Because it is as well about how you're feeling in yourself as well. Like you're saying, I definitely just before my period, because like my body can feel like, I don't think it visually changes, but you know the way us women think it does. We're like, my boobs are fucking huge. I'm massive. I'm bloated. And I'm like, obviously not wanting to be like getting
naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I still do sometimes. And sometimes as well with the idea of like stress and sex, sometimes if you're in a relationship and like sex has become a bit of an issue, as in like you're saying, where there's a big change from when you were first going out. Now it's like, oh God, it's kind of like the elephant in the room that we don't have sex really that often. And you can kind of get stressed about that. Yeah. And sometimes I've noticed that like actually just having it is, it's stress reliever in itself.
It's like
meditative.
My fiance says like when people don't, well, when people, when he goes like, you resync when you have sex. You're out of sync. You're big, like, why did you leave that plate out? Or like you just, argue over stuff that actually so irrelevant when you're kind of bickering and you're not on like the same page.
Especially so living together.
When you live together. So it's like, oh, we just need to rethink. When like, it's such a good way to phrase it.
Defo. We had someone on who I think you would love on X-Girls. Her name's Jenny Keane.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Do you know her?
I follow her on Instagram.
She's amazing. And she said the exact same thing. She was just like, she's fucking gas. She was like, sometimes me and my boyfriend are fighting and he's like, you just need a good fuck. And she's like, and it works all the time. No, but like, it can help. And I think also when we're talking about stress, it just reminded me of like, I think so often we think, especially our generation, we think stress is like pulling your hair out, not being able to concentrate, being really like, you know, physically stressed and visually stressed. But when I remember when I went to a trainer, it was at the start of last year, and he was saying to me like, and how's your stress levels? And I was like, fine, I'm really grand. I'm not stressed at all. I was like, my job is great, like I have no stress. And then he was like, okay. And then like he did the you know, the calipers triggering on your body fat. I was like, oh God, I really want to suppress this memory. But he was like, you're holding all your fat in high cortisol areas. Yeah. And he was like, any stress at all? And I was like, well, I did just have a knee surgery. I'm moving in with my boyfriend currently. And he was like, they're also stressors. You know, he's like different. You have to move beyond like, my job is stressful.
Well, I rephrase it. I ask my clients, are you stressed? No, I'm not stressed. And I say, okay, are you busy? Oh God, I'm so busy. I have 2 seconds a day.
Yeah.
Busyness is the same. Yeah. And even if it, like, say, call like good stress, like this time last, or not even last year, 2 years ago, flying in from work, having a quick shower, running to the pub, meeting your friends for dinner, Saturday morning, get up, gym sesh, breakfast, seeing the mom and dad, like busy, busy, busy. And you have a brilliant weekend, but your cortisol is high all weekend because that's, and it's our generation love living on this adrenaline buzz. Like we're all mad for that. So then when we stop and our body's relaxing, it's not always going to give excess energy to your sex drive. And I think your cycle is so important. Like I get messages from girls, I'm like, hi, I'm on the pill, I have no sex drive. The pill completely kills your sex drive.
Yeah, we went in deep on that in the last episode.
There's nothing that you can do about it. Like, again, I could sell you the herbal stuff, like, this will fix everything, but it won't, because you're after switching off your sex drive. So, you know, just getting better hormones. Again, listen to the first podcast, you get tips there.
Yeah. And look holistically, I guess. Like, don't just go, I'm on antidepressants. Obviously, that can be
But take a step back and look at everything else. And like, this is so not my area, but I can say, like, how often are you having sex with yourself? Like,
yeah.
If you're not having sex, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Like, how would you possibly have sex with someone else if you're not even
in tune with your own sexuality? Yeah, you
or
know?
Just even like in your own head. Or just, do you know totally. That kind of way?
Yeah,
that
feeling
like,
yeah. sexy.
Well, exactly. It is like meditative. Like masturbating is like a time with yourself, and it's like, you know, self-love in that way. And I think that also can just kind of make you, like, say if you're stressed with your partner and you're like, oh, we're not having sex and he's fucking always asking for whatever it is. If at least you're masturbating, then you might be getting in the mood more.
Mm.
Yeah. Definitely. I think lads, like girls aren't, well, from my experience working with so many clients, lads are obviously lads and they're just so oblivious, where girls are like, we haven't had sex in 10 days and yeah. he doesn't even notice and he doesn't love me anymore, instead of just being like initiating, like, no, I'm gonna let him initiate. Yes. But they haven't noticed because they're lads, do you know what
and
I mean?
It's also so funny, as in, like, say if before you moved in, and like a lot of our listeners would have boyfriends that they see like a couple times a week, probably your fella's wanking every morning when you're at home and waiting for your two sexes a week. Finger yourself, honey.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, we actually go into a lot about that on this week's episode of X-Girls. Everyone listening, if you want to go sign up.
We got one more guidance on PCOS. I feel that it's a really unheard about. My GP is scared my GP doesn't know much about it and I'm scared about fertility.
First thing is, I have a highlight saved on my Instagram on PCOS, and I go into loads of detail. It's really, really complex. Like, you probably do a whole podcast on that and nothing else. PCOS is due to excess testosterone in the body. So what you're going to see is like maybe a lot of acne, like excess facial hair, or even just like excess hair growth in the body. And because there is excess testosterone, I can say to clients, your body is freaked. It's like, there is no way we are ovulating. Are you messing? Like, so you can skip periods then and go on long, like a long, long period of time. So what I would do with clients is address why testosterone is high to begin with. There's a few different reasons. And again, if she goes on and has a little look at my highlight, I kind of go into the different one. To be honest, the treatment for PCOS medically is most of them, they get put in the pill.
I remember you saying that, which again, listen to that episode, because I remember you told me that and I couldn't believe. Yeah. They're just like masking it completely. It's like polyfiller. They're like, there you go. Here's a fake period.
For her, just get her to pop on and watch that, so that'll give her a bit more information.
A-OK nutrition. You'll figure it out there. Yeah. So Kayla wants to know, vitamins that you think every girl should be taking.
That's a great question.
So supplementation, I guess.
None.
No,
oh, wow.
Then everyone should
mic
be
drop.
Taking.
Oh, damn.
And we're done. If anyone tells you every single person should be taking this, they're just trying to sell you something.
Even the likes of like vitamin D that.
Vitamin D, and I would say an omega-3 fish oil if you don't take omega-3 or eat fish. Everything else, though, is completely individual based. How could you possibly need the same supplements as 12-year-old Anna in sixth class or 79-year-old Barbara who is retired?
Makes sense.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like everyone is so individual based, and it completely depends on your symptoms. Yes, vitamin D for everyone in Ireland from like definitely between October and March, we don't get any vitamin D. But other than that, though, it's just based on your own symptoms, on your lifestyle, on your food, on your gut health. Like, that's what supplements are there to supplement what you're not getting. The only thing I would say is, if someone's on the pill, I'm big into like B vitamins and zinc. We probably mentioned this the last time as well, because the pill does deplete important nutrients and your gut health as well with the probiotics. I have a thing on my website called the pill pack. Kind of aimed, it's just literally three supplements. You can get them anywhere, you don't have to necessarily buy them from us, but it's just literally zinc, B vitamins and a probiotic, because the pill is depleting these, so make sure you're kind of getting them back in.
Talking about supplements as well, I recently saw Tarmar said on her Instagram that she was looking into how important it is to take certain things at certain time of the day.
Definitely.
And I never would have thought that I like would mail my 20 fucking vitamins once a week.
Never daily.
I'll just take them all in one go.
I do.
Yeah.
And like, because like, if I remember to take them, that's good enough for me, which is rare. I'm so fucking bad at remembering them.
If you have to remember to take all your supplements, you're on too many supplements.
I go into the shop and I'm like,
give me everything. Yeah, like you shouldn't need that many.
So I know I definitely need iron, magnesium, and collagen because I'm old.
Iron doesn't really matter. I don't have it after having like a cup of tea during the day. That can inhibit the absorption of that.
Okay.
And too much of it can constipate you. Trust me, I know that.
It's not too much bad quality iron.
Is it? Is that what it is?
Galfer, for example, the doctors are like, Galfer, take this. I'm like, that is literally so hard to digest.
Yeah.
The thing about iron is, there's no food in the world that it's just iron.
Yeah.
So iron is cofactors. Iron needs other minerals and vitamins to absorb it. Like, you even need a piece of meat that has other things in it.
Yeah.
So why they just give iron?
Straight up iron, straight.
Like, no wonder we can't digest it, you know what I mean?
They're like, crush it up there and snort it.
Spartum, I think, is actually a little bit better.
And it has vitamin C in the little sachet. And it's liquid, because when I was pregnant, they gave me Galfer, and dear God.
Those huge things.
Like,
are they?
It was, and like, it really, like, I was getting indigestion there. It's so fucking hard on your body.
Yeah, you have to have vitamin C, don't you, with it?
Vitamin C with iron, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then a good iron will always have that in it. That's how you know, like, what you're... if you're using a good brand.
Okay.
Magnesium is really good taking going to bed.
Yeah.
It's so good for sleep. Helps kind of relax your nervous system. So most of you think, oh, your collagen doesn't really matter when you take collagen.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with collagen.
I was just about to ask you. You've been posting loads about the collagen. I really want to get into the collagen, the peptides. I just, the thoughts of even just drinking something for my skin.
Oh, it's stunning.
I love that idea. Yeah, so what brand are you using at the moment?
I use one called Nature's Plus.
Okay.
And I was that free. Like, this is, I've never posted about collagen up until literally 2 weeks ago.
And
I'm like,
ever.
I use this. And everyone is obsessed. I actually got it in stock because I like to sell from our clinic, because I'm like, genie Mac, people couldn't get it.
Yeah. It is. It's hard to get, because I looked into it about, it must have been about a year ago, I heard about it on another podcast and I was like, oh, I love the sound of collagen peptides.
Yeah.
I could not get it. It was so hard. And then it's hard to find out like the quality of it.
Collagen is from animal sources. Yeah. So it's going to be like from like animal protein or from fish. So like, I get people messaging me like, hi, like, I'm using this vegan collagen powder. Is it good? I'm like, no, like, you can't get vegan collagen.
No.
It's such good marketing. Like, someone sent me one the other day. It looks all pink and it's fab and it's for girls and it's for your skin. And the main ingredient is vitamin C. You're spending 40 euro on vitamin C.
Wow.
Because vitamin C helps with collagen production.
Oh.
But like, it doesn't, it's not.
And
actually,
they had collagen on the...
They said like collagen power or something. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just really good marketing.
Yeah.
So that's one little tip for anyone listening. Like, your vegan collagen is not actually collagen. How I got into collagen powder is, like, over the last probably like 4 or 5 years, I don't know if you saw me talking about this on Instagram, I have loads of clients from Brazil.
Yeah.
And every single one of them are on collagen powder. Like, the way in Ireland we take vitamin D. And I said to them, I was like, what's the sort of collagen? Like, this is like the first for, and they don't know each, they're all different people. And they're like, oh, like, everyone, like, once you get into like your 20s, we all take collagen. Because obviously they're so into like skincare,
and they're
like
all really gorgeous,
like stunning, like,
and their hair
Greek
is so
goddesses. Yeah, exactly. So
damn,
I was like,
if I could go back a decade and start my collagen consumption,
I'm going to take this collagen. So it's kind of gimmicky as well, I would say. Like, I'm so into like being so like open with people that I don't really recommend it on Instagram. Like, I haven't talked about it, and I've used it for years, because you have to have a good diet. Like, collagen's protein. So if your diet is absolutely crap and you're taking collagen powder, it goes to where it's needed the most. And like, collagen is really important for your joints, really, really important for gut health. And it's like the last little place is your skin, hair.
Okay, but they obviously, that's where they get the women buying it, because they're like, for your skin.
And they're like, I'll take that. So it's like, you have to also have a good diet. Like, if you're really don't have a good diet, and it's not going to do as much, I don't think.
Because I saw our friend Neve got hers from you the other day, and
I
was like,
I'm going to be adding that to my cart.
I'll be ordering.
Because I ordered one on Amazon like last year, I think, collagen, and you had to take these 6 massive tablets a day.
No.
I hate it when you get a supplement and they're like, take 4 8 times daily. I'm like, are you joking?
Never. I do notice a difference when I take collagen. Like, used it. So I stopped using it for ages, because I was like, I'm not getting married anymore. What is the point?
Yeah.
I was like, well, actually, I don't want to be aging. So I definitely notice a difference in my skin texture and stuff like that. And I've used, like, the collagen I'm using now, I think that's probably my 15th, 20th box of it. Like, I normally put it into my, when I'm working out in the mornings, like, I'll put it in with like my, whatever I'm drinking in the gym.
So it's a powdered one, is it?
It's a powder. There's no taste off it. So
is there a texture of it?
Nothing.
Oh, that's
like
amazing.
Literally nothing. You can put it into,
you know, when you hear collagen, I always was like, is it gloopy? Because my friend was like, I put it in my coffee. I was like, ugh.
No, like, literally, you could, I could blindfold you and have you give you 2 glasses of water.
Oh, fab.
Difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you can get that on your website.
Yes.
Amazing. And is it the one that you use? So you've stopped.
That's when I use.
Your website is AOK Nutrition.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
So foods to avoid breakouts. I've already cut out dairy, but it hasn't seemed to make much of a difference. Probably specific to the person, I'd say.
Yeah, it's so specific. Like, I mean, if you're cutting out dairy and eating loads of like processed foods and drinking
sugars
for a nice week and sugars, like, I mean, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes people tend to not address kind of the elephant in the room, and it's like, well, are you eating, like, when I think of skin issues, I always think of them as inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So inflammation is fire, so we need to put out the fire. So it's things like your omegas, which is like your good quality fish, or you can take fish oils, then things like your linseeds, your flax seeds, your walnuts, your pumpkin seeds, then things like avocados, which is obviously your healthy fats, to put out the fire, cool the body down. And then your raw food, like like your fruit, your vegetables, your leafy greens, which is so important. I probably talked about that the last day as well, mm-hmm. for hormone detoxification, like your kale, your rocket, your broccoli, your spinach. If you're not eating dairy, but you're not eating any of that, like it's, you know, you have to do both things together. So yeah. that's what I would focus on my clients, put out the fire and get loads more cooling foods in and focus on. I think greens are one of the most important things just because they help support liver detoxification, and that's how your body gets rid of okay. all of our toxins.
So look at your diet holistically yeah. and not just like, but I don't eat cheese anymore.
But also yeah. skin can be hormonal, right?
Yeah, it depends on the time of the month, I would say, when you get your breakouts. Like if it's the whole month under the skin, like cystic acne, yeah. doesn't really matter when it's flaring up. That's generally, from my experience, excess testosterone in the body. And that's when I would look at dairy.
Okay.
Whereas if you're just getting kind of hormonal breakouts before you get your period, that's actually lack of progesterone.
Okay.
So stress can affect progesterone levels. So you being off dairy might not really do anything. You might need to address stress or take like magnesium like you have, or like mm. a B vitamin to help with progesterone in the second half of your cycle so you don't get breakouts.
Okay.
And also as well, some skin issues are kind of like linked to like autoimmune conditions. So like you, if you have like psoriasis or oh, yeah. eczema or, you know, dermatitis, and often then gluten is the problem there. So mm-hmm. gluten, I always actually feel so sorry for gluten. Girls come to me, I'm gluten free. And I'm like, why? Oh, I just heard it's really bad for you. I'm like, poor gluten. Everyone hates
yeah.
it. Like,
yeah, I'm one of those girls.
Completely. And cholesterol is the other one. Like cholesterol makes all of our hormones. Yeah. And like gluten and cholesterol are in like the bell corner when actually they're not that bad.
Yeah. Are they not? Okay.
So
I noticed a difference in my skin when I stopped
with gluten.
Yeah.
But do you have any history of any autoimmune things in your family, or
like skin stuff?
Skin or like thyroid or
no,
anything like that?
No.
It'd just be your body then.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Yeah. Mm. It might be like gluten sensitive, but not
now,
like
I still,
celiac or anything.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm celiac at all. I still would like, I'm not like absolutely no, I would never have it. Like I have like the odd croissant, let's not lie. But but it's just like, I think I was eating, I think when you notice how much gluten you can be absorbing, like I'd yeah. say I was having like toast for breakfast yeah. and then a sandwich for lunch. And
it's
then
like that whole idea of reducing, yeah. I guess, yeah. the amount if you found it in
what
your skin.
I find more so than gluten, it's actually wheat that causes more issues. Mm. So like yeah. wheat has a sugar in it that like, for example, I can give you spelt bread that has gluten. I can give you wheat. The difference between them two things is the wheat. Sorry, the sugar in the wheat.
Okay.
So, and that really upsets digestive issues. So like, I often don't go gluten-free first. I actually go wheat-free with clients okay. and I get them on rye bread. I get them on spelt. You know, it just gives people more variety because yeah. gluten-free products are actually a bit crap. Like they're a bit processed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always, do you know what the worst things about gluten-free I find is like, I don't know if you guys do any baking, but if you ever bake with fucking gluten-free flour, it doesn't brown. It just like, it doesn't crisp up. It's so fucking annoying. It's really? Like, I think it's just, and all of it is really processed as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
But I think like, yeah, wheat, because wheat causes inflammation, right?
And for that, certain people, for some yeah, people, definitely. Yeah. So mm-hmm. the skin issue could actually be your gut is inflamed from the wheat and yeah. that's flaring up your skin.
Okay. It is so true. Some people will like cut out, you know, wheat or gluten or dairy and just go straight for the fake cheese, which is basically just yeah. like, oh my God. You know, plastic.
Processed yeah. soy yeah. lent bean. It's yeah. like, yeah.
Or eating loads of corn yeah. or like, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. like, oh, I'm vegan, but I'm like, you know, you weren't raised, I say to clients, on like chicken dippers. I'm sure your mommy was making you like Irish mommy dinners. Yeah. No processed food.
Meat and two veg.
You've become vegan and now you are just eating processed food. So
which is mad.
Yeah. There's a, and they've all these kind of symptoms. So it's yeah. like, yeah. It's really hard. There's a really fine line between mm-hmm. it. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. So what does regular spotting throughout the cycle when on the pill signify?
It's a side effect of being on the pill.
Yeah.
I'm never, I mean, you go get a check through your GP, any irregular spotting, like early periods, that it's just usually a side effect of being on the pill, that the pill, the hormones in the pill aren't essentially like strong enough to hold in the uterine lining, which is like your pill bleed, and it's just spotting then throughout the rest.
Yeah,
so
I remember
changed pills, but like
yeah, that's what they did to me. I had it when I was on the pill, I was spotting all the time, and then they just put me on a different pill, and I was like, okay,
it's probably just put it on
it
a
came back, yeah, but then it came back after like 6 months because I don't know for whatever reason. Yeah, but
it's excess estrogen in your body. Like I can almost guarantee, I would guess anyway, that girl has heavy periods, and maybe we're putting the pill to help with her heavy periods. So okay. if you think going on the pill is going to address your heavy bleeding.
Yeah.
You're basically just on the pill, you've switched off your hormones, but going back to the first podcast, it's a hormone called estrogen that basically makes your period grow.
Yeah.
And when we're off the pill, or sorry, when we're on the pill, the synthetic estrogen makes your this pill bleed.
Yeah.
But estrogen is also found, like we were talking about earlier, in your plastics, in your cosmetics. Mm-hmm. It's also in a lot of cow's milk, poor animal protein. And your estrogen is still thickening, that uterine lining is still thickening, even though it's not your own hormones making it. It's like fake hormones making
right.
it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of.
So maybe take a listen to that first episode again.
Listen to the first one, you understand why.
Yeah.
Get out the notes, because there's so much information. So like, even like write down so you kind of have it on the go. Can I help improve my mental health through nutrition?
Defo, yeah. Like the most important thing here is gut health. Like it baffles me when I see clients come into me and gut health's never been looked at with even like GPs, like putting like especially younger people like on antidepressants. And I'm so not against medication. Like I'm like all for stuff like antidepressants and for anxiety. Like thank God we have those for people.
For sure.
But you should look at the other issues first. Like our serotonin, like your happy hormones are made for the gut. Now, you know as well as I do, like depression and anxiety is so much more than low serotonin levels the way they thought it was like, you know, 60 years ago. It's just a, you know, a chemical imbalance. Like it's so not that, but you can make sure that is optimal though. So at least then if you're, you know, your serotonin is optimal, your vitamin D is absolutely essential as well. Like, you know, I definitely feel it in the winter months. I don't know about you. If I don't take my vitamin D, like I'm like literally, when is summer coming? Like, you know, you're so flat. So taking vitamin D, making sure your gut health is good, even taking a probiotic for her would be important. So at least you're ticking the boxes there, which kind of even just gives you more, you're just able to cope with things a little bit better and then maybe you won't be as anxious and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's the first thing I would look at. And then foods as well. Massive thing people don't realize, when you're hangry, we've all been there. When you get hangry, your blood sugars drop.
Yeah.
And what happens is your body releases stress. You're sitting working away and your body is screaming me like, Ash, can you please go eat breakfast? It is half two. I haven't eaten anything. And you come into the kitchen and that real jitter in your mom is like, what are you having? Like, oh, you know, I'm just going to get some myself. Leave me alone. Like, do you know that real, like a real bickery?
That's so real.
And you're eating a biscuit, making your
women
lunch.
Especially, I find so women get so hangry.
So hangry. So in that moment, you have actually triggered unnecessary stress. So when I see a lot of clients for anxiety and I'm like, you might not be able to control what's going on in your head or going on in your life. You can definitely control your blood sugars. So you might have prevented then when you kind of eat regular meals during the day, unnecessary stress being triggered. Do you know what I mean?
A lot of people are doing the kind of intermittent fasting, and like even my mum is so balanced. And the other week she was like, I now start eating at 3.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what? My mom is like breakfast, lunch, scone, dinner for the past like 30 years. And now she's like, no, it's actually fine. I'm fine with it.
It depends on the person. Like, I think some people, like, I would not be able to cope. Like, I'm a grand monster. Like,
I kind of do it. I don't really eat till like lunchtime.
But it probably suits you though. Yeah. But I said, like, how do you feel when you're about to eat?
But I mean, we get up kind of later, I guess, you know? We get up kind of, you know, we wouldn't be like up super, super early working from.
Not super. I'd be up by around 8:30 though. And then I'd work out. But I've never been a huge breakfast. See, the thing is, if I eat fucking breakfast, I am like ravenous throughout the day. I am non-stop eating. So I find if I delay to like lunchtime, then but I still eat the same amount of calories. Like, you know, the way I'm still eating all my calories, but I just kind of like, I also love to have like a huge dinner. I love like a big meal, you know.
I prefer to sit and eat rather than kind of have like snacking.
But it is, it's down to the person, it's down to individual. Like, because I know loads of people are like, I could never, no fucking way. And maybe that, what you were saying there about the gut health stuff, that could be good for the girl writing in about her libido. I guess if you're like helping your serotonin and all that kind of stuff.
You have to look at the root of the problem. Yeah, definitely.
I think we probably have time for one more question, if there is one.
Yes, let me have a look. Okay, advice on leveling out your hormones after stopping the pill.
Just give it time. We are so impatient.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
actually,
I know.
Like you ordered something Amazon, it's here in 3 days. I know. You're like, where is my order? If it's been a week.
If mine's been 3 days, I'm like, where the fuck is my Amazon order?
So like we live in this time of like instant gratification and, you know, you hate waiting for things. I see some women, they're on the pill 10 years, like, okay, like, when will my period come back? And I'm like, you have been telling your body not to ovulate for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, give it a chance.
You're off the pill for 3 hours.
Exactly. Relax. So it's such an annoying answer, but everyone is actually so different. And what I found from my experience, if you were on the pill just the contraceptive, just someone to get pregnant, had regular cycles, generally comes back pretty quickly within maybe the first month. If you're putting the pill, now inverted commas, to regulate your cycle or for PCOS or for hormonal issues, you might need to, well, most people will actually need to address it when they come off the pill. So what I say to clients is give yourself 3 months, focus on not being stressed, focus on eating good food. Like, you don't need to do anything mad. I don't give any herbs or supplements that interfere with hormones for at least 3 months. I just am like, let your body do its job. Like, do you know what I mean? And then after maybe about 6 months, I recommend going to get bloods done, just if they still have no cycle, just to see what is going on. I have a good infographic on my Instagram with like a full list of bloods if you want to go on and just have a look and screenshot it and bring it into your doctor. And I call it like my jigsaw puzzle. Like, if you've all the pieces of the puzzle, you know exactly what you're looking at.
You're a genius, honestly.
Just look at everything.
Like, this is our second time recording, and Jenny and I just stand there like, wow. Oh, I never thought of that. Wow.
Yeah, I'm like making mental lists in my head. I'm like, what,
so much.
But yeah, we'll leave you there because I know you're super busy. But go, guys, go check out Aisling Wiltagger. It's AOK Nutrition on Instagram. Yeah. Loads
Once again.
Of, you've got Thank great you, like highlights. On. Yeah, you've got great highlights, all that kind of
you're
stuff.
You're great in the gram.
You're great in the gram.
Thank
you. And you're great in real life too. Okay, we're thanks. Flirting now. We're going to go off and flirt. Bye. Okay,
thanks, guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.